You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMIE.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker for this program. I'm Pastor Paul Esposito, coming to you from Island Community Church. Thanks for joining us here today, friends, on this Thursday. Happy Thursday to you. Thanks for spending 30 minutes of your Thursday here with me. We're tuning into God's frequency today, hence the name of this radio show, WGOD. God is always broadcasting. He always has a word for you when you tune into his frequency. And man, oh man, God's going to have some great words for you today through the Apostle Paul as we look in this awesome letter. These first two chapters of the book of Colossians is just full of these awesome truths concerning what the Lord Jesus Christ has done for you, through you, and to you. That's where we're at here today. This whole sermon, you can watch the video on our YouTube channel, Island Community Church. Subscribe to that. It's about 54 minutes long. You'll find it up there. The podcast, you can download the podcast by subscribing to WGOD Radio's podcasting channel. You can do that through Spotify, through the Apple podcasting app. So I encourage you to do that. Download this program. Listen to this sermon here. That's what we're going to do here now. This is part two of this message. This will wrap up here tomorrow on Friday. And for more on this church, islandcommunitychurch.net. The YouTube channel, like I said, same name, Island Community Church. Sunday, we will be in part two of this book here, Colossians. We'll still be in chapter one. We're going to look at my vision for Island Community Church. It comes right from the Apostle Paul, right out of this chapter. Speaking of Christ Jesus, Paul says, "Him we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom." That's our launching point, and we'll get into chapter 2 up to verse 10 this Sunday morning at 10:30. Now, we are at 1000 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island. That's Island Community Church. If you're new to the area or looking for a church home, you are invited. We'd love to see you. Okay, here we go. This is part 2 of this message here now, an introduction to the book of Colossians.
And lastly here in this prayer is him thanking God who has pre-qualified us to partake of his glorious inheritance. Praise God, you've been pre-qualified with no money down. And it's the gift of God. I'm here to tell you here this morning on this 9th of February that you are pre-qualified to inherit all things from Almighty God. Not from Uncle Leroy, but from great Almighty God. With no lawyer, no red tape, no inheritance tax, and where thieves cannot break through and steal. Pre-qualified. Then we learn firsthand what he's done for us in the spiritual realm. First off, he has personally and single-handedly delivered us from the power of darkness. Let me read these two verses because I forgot to write these down. But the next verse is here in this text. Let me quote them now before I forget, because we've gone through verse 12. We've gone through that prayer. Verse 13, which I was just building on. He said he has delivered us from the power of darkness. And he has translated, or he's transferred us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. That's good news. All right, so We learn firsthand what he's done for us now in the spiritual realm. Number one, he's personally and single-handedly delivered us from the power of darkness. Number two, he's transferred us into the kingdom of his dear son. So praise God, we've been transferred. You know, people in their jobs get transferred all the time, right? Military men and women get transferred. They get reassigned. Well, you know what? You have received the transfer as well. You've been transferred out of Satan's domain, and you have been personally transferred into the kingdom of God. And he's done it all through his blood. He's redeemed us. That is, he's purchased us out of the slave market. Even the word market is in that. Ex agorazo. Agora means market. Ex means out of. He has bought you out of the slave market, and he paid for you with his blood. That is the price that was paid to redeem you and transfer you out of this evil kingdom, this world evil kingdom, into his kingdom. The price that was paid was his blood. And he's personally obliterated your sins by his blood. Are you guys writing this stuff down? You know, you'll never hear Nathaniel teach on this stuff. Or, I mean, this is, all this stuff comes from the Apostle Paul. What an eye-opening text this is. Look at all the things that's happened to you that you can't see. Don't you see how he can say to you that no weapon formed against you can prosper? After you've eyewitnessed all these things that he has done in the invisible that you can't see, everything that's happened to you, he stepped in, he died, he shed his blood, and something happened there, by golly, when he shed his blood, where God had his own gavel and went down and said, all right, I'll accept that. That's what the word propitiation means. I will accept your blood, and I will obliterate all of your sins. Bring it on, church. That's why we read in the book of Hebrews, chapter 8, where God says, your sins and your lawless deeds, I will remember no more. All to him I owe. That's some good news. Now, Paul wants this stuff to be the wind in your sail, that no one can thwart you in the plan of God that God has for you in your life. Look at what's happened to you in the spiritual realm. That's Isaiah 54:17. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. So make a note of these things. Number one, there's three things. You've been personally delivered out of the power of darkness. Number two, you've been personally transferred into the kingdom of the Son of God, personally, by his blood. Number three, you've been personally redeemed. That is, bought out of the slave market by the very Son of God himself, and the price that he paid to do it is blood, his blood. Blood is required to pay the price for our sins. Hebrews 9:22. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission. Leviticus 17:11, even all the way back there, he says, the blood is the life. So, these are the truths regarding who you are in Christ. These are the truths the devil does not want you to know. But he wants to keep trying to deceive you as to what and who your true identity is. You are a spiritual giant. Every one of you, and your children as well. You're a spiritual giant. Praise God. Perhaps the devil has been deceiving you as to who your identity is, what your identity is, I should say. I encourage you to make today the last day that the devil has deceived you regarding who you are. Put that past you and behind you here today. You are a child of God. We're going to read in the next chapter, chapter 2, he says, you are complete in him. He has given us all things, Peter wrote, that pertain to life and godliness. You lack nothing. God is for you. What can man do to me, David wrote in Psalm 27. God's on my side. Satan fears you. He fears you. You'll spot it in people in your life, whether it's at a grocery store, whether it's at a coworker at your job. No matter where, you will run into people. If you look in their eyes, they fear you. And this is the reason why. It's because of Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's in this chapter as well. Because of who you are. He fears you, but ultimately, he fears the God who is in you, is what they fear. Otherwise, they would have wiped us out years ago. All right, now let's move on to this next section here. Starting in verse 15, perhaps the greatest teaching ever about the Son of God in all of the Bible. Verse 15. Now, as we move on here, remember all that we've learned in here every week. When we study the book of Revelation, remember what we learned about the word image. Remember the word icon? It's an exact representation of an original. The icon is like the reflection of the sun on the water. It's like a John F. Kennedy on a 50-cent piece or Dwight Eisenhower on a dollar. An image is an exact representation of an original. Remember that as we move forward. Colossians 1:15. He, speaking of Jesus, he is the image of the invisible God. The prototokos, or firstborn, over all creation. All right, so Jesus is the icon of God. The invisible God, because no one's ever seen God and lived. Exodus 33:20, he said to Moses, no one can see me and live. But Paul's telling us now that the same thing that Jesus said to Philip, when Philip goes, you know what, Lord, just show us the Father and I'll be cool with that. What does he say? Really, Phil? Really? Someone said it over there. Those who have seen me, he said, have seen the Father. Those who have seen me, oh, it's not up there. Those who have seen me have seen the Father. I don't have that written down. That is John chapter 14, verses 8 and 9. So, Jesus is the icon or the image of the invisible God. Like I said, when you've seen Jesus, you've seen God. Why? Because Jesus Christ is God. He's God the Son. He is God. Thomas said to him back in, I think it's John chapter 20, verses 28 or 29, he bows the knee and says to the Lord Jesus Christ, he says, my Lord and my God, right? Calls him God. Why? Because he is God. So, he is the icon, the image of the invisible God. Then it says, he is the firstborn, Greek word prototokos. First word, firstborn over all creation. Now this word, besides meaning the first one born, also means ranking member, and it also means preeminent. See, if you misunderstand the full meaning of this word, then you can end up deceived by the Jehovah's Witness ilk out here that is deceiving people, who use this little snippet here to deceive people. But keep reading. He's not done reading. This word here doesn't mean the first one born. It means preeminent. I'll prove that as we keep reading. He's not done. The next verse proves my correct interpretation. Preeminent. Verse 16. Remember, he said he was firstborn over all creation. Verse 16. By him all things were created. By him all things were created. How can you be a created being if you created all things? Don't buy these lies from these Jehovah's Witnesses. That word means more than firstborn. It means ruler. It means he's over everything, as this text is going to tell you here, not just me. By him all things are created, that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones, dominions, principalities, or powers. All things were created through him and for him. So Jesus is God. He's God the Son. He is the image of the invisible God. You can't see God the Father. Instead, some people had a chance to see the Son. And when you've seen the Son, you've seen God. He's preeminent one over all creation. So preeminent that by him all things were created. So preeminent that for him all things have been created. Things in heaven, things on earth, all things visible, everything invisible he's created, meaning angelic beings. He's created the angels. How? Because he's God. Verse 17, he's before all things. In him all things consist, meaning the Lord Jesus is the one that holds this universe together. Verse 18, he is the head of the body, the church, who is the arche at its beginning. He's the prototokos, firstborn from the dead. First he said he was the firstborn over all creation. Now he says he's the firstborn, or he is preeminent over all the dead people. That's why he said to Martha, no offense, I am the resurrection and the life, because he is preeminent over death. He rules and reigns. His name is Jesus. He's the Son of God. He runs this universe. And those that have seen him, the blessed few that saw him, those that have seen him have seen the Father. That's what he says. I believe that. Let me finish that verse 18. He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning. He's the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have the... Now, there's the word I've been hawking. This proves to you the meaning of this word, firstborn. He said that in all things he may have the preeminence. This is what this means here by firstborn. Again, firstborn over all creation, and now firstborn from the dead, meaning ranking member. I am the resurrection. Paul said, for in Adam all die, even so in Christ all be made alive. Each one in his own order. Christ the first fruits. Afterwards, those that are his at his coming. So, what do we take from all this? I would venture to say Jesus Christ rules, and he's preeminent. And he's personally going to rule over your resurrected body in the future. He is King of Kings, and he's Lord of Lords. He is preeminent over all, is what Paul's trying to say. All right, now let's move on to verse 19. And to prove everything that I just said is verse 19. He says, for it pleased the Father. So catch, there's still a distinction here. The Son is not the Father. There is still, we still believe and preach the Holy Trinity here. There's a difference. The Son is still a distinct person, Verse 19, for it pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell. Paul taught the church in Philippi that the Lord Jesus, existing in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. It's Philippians 2:6. All right, again, verse 19. It pleased the Father that in him, that's the Son, all the fullness of God should dwell. And by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross. All right, peace through the blood. How can blood bring peace? Well, the Bible informs us, I just quoted it earlier, that without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sins. Without the blood of Jesus Christ, you stand condemned as a guilty sinner. Someone's got to intervene and help. Like the song we sung earlier, for on that cross where Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. Look, someone has to pay the price for my sin and yours. The good news is the Lord Jesus steps in and he says to you, he says, I'll pay that for you. I'll cover that. My question to you is, do you recognize your need? The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Do you recognize your need? We read in 2 Corinthians 5, it says, God was in Christ reconciling the world back to himself. When you receive the Lord Jesus Christ and receive his pardon, then you can officially walk in this verse, claim it for your own. I quoted it a minute ago, Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So peace through the blood of his cross is peace through his blood shed on the cross and through his death, is what he means by that. Okay, let's look at just a little bit more of this. Let's go on to verse 21. Oh, it's only 11:30 anyway. We got plenty of time, right? How long? 3 more hours? Pastor Darren, I think you need to dust off your sermon on Philemon there. Okay. Verse 21. He says, and you, in other words, he's not done building you up. He's still on this roll. He's still building you up and sharing with you all of the great things that happened to you when you became a believer or when you do become one. They await you if you haven't done that yet. He's done all the work. He's offered to pay the price for you. All you need to do is receive that. Right? As many as received him, to them he gave the power or the right or the authority to become children of God. He's done the work. You've just got to receive it. These promises aren't yours until you do that. He's pre-qualified you.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. I believe in God the Father.
outside looking in, like you and your sin don't belong. And that devil slips through, starts telling you you've been abandoned. You've heard all his lies, but the truth's been the truth all along. You have been chosen. Every moment.